Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
Well, there's lots that's been happening within South Africa's aviation space, and quite important for us to pick up on some of the themes that have been highlighted. Just last night, speaking to the CEO of the Tourism Business Council, Chipriwa Chibengwa, he highlighted that the restrictions that were implemented on Gauteng, limiting residents from this province to travel to other provinces, really did result in decimation of the tourism and lifestyle environment in South Africa. 60% of domestic travel is actually generated from Gauteng. Coupled with that, Mango Airlines, as we heard from the spokesperson earlier, it's been mooted for them to move into business rescue. Confirmation will still unfold in the upcoming days. And of course, today, facing additional challenges as it's been unable to pay off some of its creditors, resulting in the suspension of some of its flights. Now, you can imagine the panic that this has caused amongst many airports in South Africa, where passengers who had a flight booked on Mango had to find alternatives. So what took place, and most importantly, what are some of the other players within the aviation space doing to keep their planes in the sky? For that, we joined on the line by the Chief Marketing Officer of Fly Safair, Kirby Gordon. Kirby, thank you so much for making time. We really do appreciate your availability this evening.
No problem. Thanks so much for the opportunity. Good to speak to you.
Great to speak to you. I think let's start with first things first. You must have had a very busy day at the airport across the country today. I can imagine many stranded Mango Airline participants then having to book alternative flights, and perhaps Fly Safair was able to assist.
Yes, absolutely. Look, I mean, in the bigger scheme of things, as you mentioned, Sarah had said to you beforehand, you know, the reality is that aviation is greatly depressed. I mean, at this stage, as an industry, we've been operating only about 30% of the number of seats that we were able to operate in 2019, which is kind of the benchmark for comparison now, you know, sort of pre-COVID. But today was, of course, a bit of an exception given the upset this morning. And so, yes, we've been desperately trying to help customers who weren't able to get to where they needed to be with flights as and where we could.
This raises major challenges. And I guess we look at Mango, we take a look at what's happened with Comair also making its way successfully now out of business rescue, and SAA. So I guess we're keen just to understand the kind of pressure that airline operators like yourselves are under, even though you keeping busy and keeping flights about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the reality is that our business is one that's incredibly capital intensive. And I mean, I think we're aware of the situation across the world. I mean, airlines have been incredibly hard hit by COVID-19, by the pandemic at large. But the reality is the type of business that we operate is one where we have very, very thin margins. We make very small amounts of profit, but we have incredibly expensive overheads in terms of the people that we employ, the skills that are required there. And then, of course, not the least to mention the incredibly expensive machinery, the aircraft that we actually operate. Mm-hmm. And so what that means is that when you reach a position where you are unable to operate, or as we are at the moment, unable to operate to our full capacity, you know, with a kind of a counter demand for that, the reality is that you just have to endure such incredibly high costs, which means that you need to be able to survive pretty extensive losses as every month kind of goes past. And unfortunately, that's been the reality for all airlines, ourselves included. You know, over the last year, it's been a matter of understanding that losses are the reality that we've got to face, and just trying to offset those as best we can through smaller operations that are at least profitable on the sort of day-to-day basis, if that makes sense.
And that also talks about keeping your staff morale up, right? One thing that we've witnessed is that there's been a lot of pressure on the talent in the aviation industry. How have you been managing that in terms of, number one, retaining talent, or have you had to let go of talent, and keeping morale and attitudes and aptitudes up?
I mean, you've hit the nail on the head. This is such a massive focus for us because it is an incredible challenge. We've been very fortunate in that we've not had to initiate any retrenchment, which is a fantastic position to be in. And I think we're incredibly privileged in that regard. And we are all very, very grateful for that reality. And that doesn't mean that our staff haven't had to make sacrifices across the board. I mean, I think salary cuts and, in fact, even unpaid periods are very much the reality of people in a number of industries, but certainly in aviation at the moment. Mm-hmm. So it has been a matter of sticking together and rallying through this. But it's very, very tough. I mean, even just on a smaller basis, you know, our working environments have changed quite considerably. If you think about a cabin attendant, for example, you know, previously they used to have the opportunity to really interact with customers sort of quite openly. They had the opportunity to sort of offer hospitality by virtue of, you know, drinks and food and bits of conversation. Whereas these days, you know, mostly what they do is they sort of have the opportunity to greet you, but then generally the conversation is around, please ensure that your mask is over your nose and mouth. It's not the same kind of interaction as what we used to have. So, you know, our entire environment has changed, and just keeping in touch with your team and ensuring that, you know, we're there and able to offer any advice and assistance and guidance has been absolutely paramount during this time.
I'm also keen to understand the, the outlook in terms of sustainability, especially given the fact that we just had the adjustment of our lockdown levels, and how you're hoping the environment will continue to perform, hoping that there won't be further restrictions on travel.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, we hope that that we can roll out a really meaningful vaccination program really quickly, and that we can really drop a lot of these restrictions. You know, the tourism industry at large, not just domestic aviation, is obviously in dire straits. It would be wonderful to truly open our borders up and have, you know, foreign visitors coming back the way that they used to sort of feed our market in a bigger sense as well. So we're hoping that we won't necessarily have to sort of experience the severity of restrictions that we maybe had seen in the past, that things ease up as we go forward. We do have a positive outlook. We're hoping that things will start to improve now towards the end of the year, and as we approach our summer. I think we all need to be realistic about the reality that we, you know, the war is not yet won, and so one should probably plan conservatively for that. But if we can maintain some forward trajectory and some forward growth the way that we have between these peaks, that'll give us, excuse the pun, but that'll give us a bit more runway to keep going.
Not only do we need runway, we also need, I guess, what, momentum and some, but keeping you in the sky. And I guess this really leaves us with a big question as to how do we need to make sure that we, as FlySafair rather, are you encouraging South Africans to remain active and avid travellers, to continue offering discounts, but at the same time managing your margins and your profit? Tricky environment to navigate, but are there some elements that you're able to share with us as consumers to be mindful of?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think the reality is that, you know, when you're able and ready and vaccinated and able to travel, it's actually going to be a great time for consumers. The reality being that amongst all of us, there's so much available supply that we need to put back into the market. So prices will be quite nicely tempered as airlines bring more and more aircraft online, more and more crew online. You know, what that's going to continue to do is pump supply and seats into the market. And if the demand kind of grows a little bit slower than that, what we'll see is probably a sustained period of very kind of accessible fares, which I think will be great to South African travellers, and hopefully also serve to stimulate the kind of bigger tourism infrastructure, you know, offer that opportunity for accommodation, for taxis, for restaurants, to have visitors to their towns and cities. And then I think the big encouragement would be to South Africans, you know, as and where you're able, take advantage of that, you know, go and explore our beautiful country. I think so often we put our focus onto, you know, exotic destinations outside of South Africa, but it's just so much to enjoy at home.
Thank you so much for your time this evening, Kirby. We really do appreciate it. And of course, giving us, a snapshot into what's unfolding in the aviation environment at the moment. That's the Chief Marketing Officer of FlySafair, one of the other airlines in the South African industry, Kirby Gordon, who's given us some insight into not only how they manage the increased traffic today, but the ongoing challenges that they've experienced, keeping staff morale up and motivated, certain pay cuts then that have had to be implemented. But it's a tough environment, one that certainly needs the non-negotiables to be discussed regarding the stop-start of travel as well as lockdowns in the South African economy. But I guess it's a tough one to balance. Health, lives and livelihoods, and of course the economy.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfuphi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.